Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Hicks, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. So buckle up, buttercups, and here we go.
Today I talk about small business grants. So after 32-plus grants submitted that I've worked on, with another 10 co-written and 30 draft submissions given to me to read over the years, and this is in the realm now 5 to 10, probably even $15 million worth of grants, you've got to understand grants and that community development is a happy place for me. So what the hell's that got to do with writing small business grants? A lot, and I've done a heap of these as well. The processes and thoughts behind writing grants for not-for-profits on one hand and small businesses on the other are very, very similar, and they align very well. So what you can learn from my previous podcast and this one, this episode, is a crossover in a way. Now, I've seen firsthand what grants can do for small businesses. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly side of grants. So buckle up, because we're going to hit the worst part first, so then that's out of the way, and then we can be all positive and rainbows and butterflies and puppy dogs. So this is not to put you off, but it's really just to identify the elephant in the room. So here are three cons. Number one is strict compliance and reporting requirements. Now this can be an extra administrative burden. Grant recipients must adhere to rigorous compliance and reporting standards, which include regular process reports, progress reports, financial audits, and detailed documentation. Now, it is understandable because you are using somebody else's money, and in many cases, government money, taxpayer money, and of course, there are checks and balances in play here. Now, this for a small business owner can consume valuable time and resources that could be otherwise directed towards business operations and growth, and it can be draining. So this is really important that you understand that this is a downside. Now, additionally, this can also mean the risk of non-compliance. Failure to meet these requirements can lead to penalties or even obligations to repay the grant. That's at a worst case scenario, and this puts additional strain on the business and the owners. So now you need to understand that downside. So another one, number two, is limited flexibility. So limited flexibility and restricted use of funds means grants often come with specific stipulations on how the money can be used. It can limit a business's ability to adapt, because you know, businesses change from 1 6 months to another, and sometimes overnight. So you need to understand that you will not be able to adapt and make those necessary changes to the project or the operations in response to those unforeseen challenges or opportunities that come up. In some cases, it can mean rigid milestones, the requirement to meet predefined milestones that may not fully align with the business's evolving needs, and this can be restrictive and potentially hinder innovative approaches. So upside, you need to stick to the plan. Now, number three, grants for small business and medium businesses is a highly competitive process. Now, there can be low success rates. The high level of competition for grants means that many applicants invest significant effort into the application process without really any guarantee of success. And this can result in a considerable amount of time and resources spent with no return. Now, writing a grant with businesses, as I've done, does suck up a lot of resources. It requires detailed planning, research, documentation, quotes, all sorts of things, and this can quickly divert focus from other critical business activities, especially small teams. So an additional insider tip, just allocate half an hour a day or a week to working on the grant if you've got a long lead up time. Now, in saying all this, with those three cons, I have seen unsuccessful applications turn into future successful applications via seeking other grants, self-funding, crowdfunding, or external funding opportunities. So don't get discouraged. Now let's get to the good part. The top five tips for grant success for small and medium businesses is broken down into identifying the project, seeking out potential grants, what are the clauses, the importance of a good, strong business case, and developing a grant plan. So let's get cracking. Identify the project. You need to clearly define the project or initiative in which you seek funding. You need to make sure it aligns with your business goals and addresses the specific need or opportunity. And most importantly, does it align with the funder or grant stream? That's a biggie. Now, speaking of grant streams, you need to seek out and identify potential grant streams that are available for your type of business and project. Because, you know, us little small businesses and medium businesses, we come from a very diverse range of sectors. So you need to look for grants that are offered by local, state or federal government agency, as well as private organisations and foundations. Chat with funders, attend the webinars and ensure your project is going to tick boxes. Number three, understand the clauses, the catch, the milestones. Are they smart? Carefully review those terms and conditions of each grant. Pay attention to any specific requirements, milestones or deliverables. Ensure that these milestones are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant and time-bound, which is that SMART acronym. Now, I know it's usually applied for effective goal setting and objective development, but it can work well with assessing a grant that you might be considering. And you need to do your homework, do your research, ensure you understand every section, especially those clauses and those fine details, because they will come back to bite you on the bum. Okay, so the next one is number four, the importance of a strong business case. Now, I have seen many business cases and a lot of the times the finances don't add up. So you might need a little bit of help with that. But you need to develop that compelling business case that outlines the need for the project, the expected outcomes and the benefits to your business and your community. You need to provide clear and convincing evidence to support your claims. You need to demonstrate that evidence really strongly and have them really good budgets and identify the risks. This shows that you have put considerable thoughts into what could possibly go wrong. And number four, I think I'm up to number four now, number five. You need to develop a grant plan. So create that plan for how you'll manage the grant if it's awarded. This should include your timelines, your budgets, your resources and responsibility. A well thought out plan again demonstrates your readiness and ability to implement the project successfully. And then I'll leave you with this last one. You need to be able to leverage professional help. Gather your tribe. You need to engage with professionals who specialise in grant writing and or business development. Their expertise can help you navigate the application process, ensure all your documentation is correctly completed. You must have those ducks in a row, people. And effectively present your project to align with the grant's objectives. And this can enhance the overall quality of your application and improve your chances of success. Best of luck with your grant. There are many people throughout the Northeast that run grant writing workshops and webinars for small business. Check that out. Check out the business.vic.gov.au website and the business.gov.au websites. Have a look around for grants. We've got local MPs in the Northeast that also have grants on their website, so snoop around for those. If not, reach out and I can point you in the right direction. But best of luck. You've got this. You can do this. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on social media, sign up for my newsletter, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. And remember, anything is possible, especially in northeast of Victoria. Till next time, cheerio.